Hi and welcome, I'm Tom, your host, and this is the Dropcast Movie Poster Podcast. This format is part of the Instagram blog Drop, and you can find us under @DropMacOfficial. We do reviews, news, and interviews that all have to do with the film business, and today we have a release episode of our Movie Poster Podcast. Actually, we wanted to focus on a release by Anthony Petrie, the Frankenstein release he did with Vice Press and Bottleneck, but sadly, I have to report that he couldn't make it, and we couldn't record this. He's also very sad, and he said that we're going to do it later on when the situation is a little bit better. And the situation is the social injustice that is going on in America, and this situation led to the protests for justice for George Floyd and all the other victims in this Black Lives Matter movement that came up again after a couple of years now and is more violent or more that not violent is maybe not the right word, more outspoken or dramatic in terms of what people are doing. The worldwide demonstrations are on the way. There was one in Berlin, or a couple actually in Berlin over last weekend, and there will be more in the future. And the protests in the U.S. they don't stop right now. Buildings are burning. There's looting happening, but there's a difference between what the protesters want, what looters do, and what actually the maybe leftist groups want, and what the goal of their purpose is. And so don't judge on every protester, and don't think they just do that because they want to loot, because it's not. They want social justice and equality for certain people in America, in the US especially, and also over here. I mean, there's a lot of police brutality and injustice happening in Germany, in Europe. So please be aware of that, and try to educate yourself and look into the matter. It's not about the thing that is happening right now. It is more about the idea or how all of this happened, starting from slavery, this is the time when the oppression started, and up to here and now, where the systematic racism is happening. And this is a sad reality, and I try to educate my students. I try to educate you people out there. If you don't have a clue about the situation, I'm gladly happy if you want to know more, or if I could give you some maybe some ideas of what to do and where to look up stuff. But it's all up to you. You need to do the work. It's not that African-American people or Black people in general can do anything about this and help you and force this on you. It's about you. You need to do the work as a white person. And the thing is that the protests happening, the police sirens and the helicopters down in downtown LA, so that's why Anthony couldn't be here with us. And he says that we're going to do this in the future, of course, when the situation is better. I hope the situation gets better, and I hope something happens. And President Trump is not the president country needs. I have friends, they moved back from the United States. Even actual U.S.-born citizens move away from the U.S. because of the political situation. And this is just incredible and unbelievable what happens right now. So please stay safe out there. And to give you a little bit of a distraction, if you want that distraction, is the Movie Poster Podcast. And we're going to look at some very cool art, I promise you. And you should head over to our Instagram profile if you listen to it, and check out the art that we're talking about, and check out also the art that is spread by all the great artists that we talked to already and that have a certain amount of reach. They get reposted, so check that out. They do great art for this movement, and something needs to change. And please check also out our YouTube version. And I tried to do a special maybe this week as well, to focus on the art that came off from this movement. And we will dig deeper into that and maybe give somebody else a perspective on what to look at, what to follow, what to do, maybe even. And let's start with the art, I would say, and look at our first, or first of all, like at the whole poster of all the artists that we look at here, which is a very cool art, like a very cool collage of different artists, and more than I usually do, but I think since we don't have a release, that should be fine for everybody. The first artist I want to start out with is the great Matt Ferguson. Matt Ferguson did this Batman Begins piece with his company Vice Press and Bottleneck together, and they released this for the international market, I think it was for via Vice Press, and the US market via Bottleneck Gallery. But you could like basically buy all the posters on both sides. And there was already a poster in it for the 89 Batman with Michael Keaton, where he also focused on the car. You could see the car basically in front of it, with Batman standing in front of it, and you had the in the background you could see the is it Acme plant? I'm not sure, but the chemical plant blowing up. But he continues this kind of style with like tilted look of his posters. He did also for Lord of the Rings like that. He did it for The Mandalorian. He did it for his A New Hope Star Wars poster, where Leia and Luke swing over and stuff like that. Very cool ideas, and as always, great work. You can see all the bats that form the sign. You can see the Wayne logo here. This kind of architecture of the city, very cool stuff. And yeah, this, as I said, it was a release as a variant, which is a little bit more bronze in it, but very cool stuff by Matt Ferguson, who lately knocked it out of the park. There's going to be, in the next episode, there's going to be some more features of his art in there. Definitely, you all saw the Empire Strikes Back poster. This is going to be for sale at some point, so check into that as well if you really liked it. Our next one is by Nicholas Mowgli-Murgley, who did The Dark Knight, and this is a really cool poster as well. We also have the architecture going on of Gotham, and we have the Joker basically just as a shadow in here. Very cool stuff, and the motorcycle. And this is a different type of equipment or equipment that is used by Batman. I wonder what is going to happen in the third one, in The Dark Knight Rises, what they're going to do with that. I hope so. Something's happening. Also in the same kind of style that focuses on the equipment Batman uses, and this turned out very well. I like the architecture piece. I got the whole wall over there as an architecture piece, where I would try to pick posters that have the certain buildings in it and this kind of style. And I think that this would also go very well together with the Matt Ferguson piece. Speaking of architecture, there's this great piece by Pablo Oliveira, who's a very cool artist. I really enjoy his works. I already have the Neo Tokyo. I'm looking forward getting maybe an AP of the LA-29 piece for Blade Runner. He did same kind of style as the cityscape, very cool. And Pablo's a very nice guy. I talked to him a couple times. I tried still try to get him on the show. So Pablo, please join us in the future. We love your stuff, and yes, your English is fine. I bet we could do a try if you wanted to. But people, maybe you have write Pablo to get him on, so we can maybe for like soft push here. So he's gonna try and do this for us. Yeah, but his piece is very great. There's the bottom two are the holo foil, or like a foil variant, which is really cool. It's kind of like the style we see in the back here with the Dolly and the Mysterio fishbowl hat. And then the top two are the monochromatic versions, just screen printed. I picked the first one, the gray one here. I really liked it. And Metropolis is one of my favorite movies. Very, very good. I have already called Fitzgerald Metropolis up, which is very great. And Pablo knocked this out of the park. I can't wait what he's going to come up next with which kind of skyline or which kind of cityscape he's going to do. And yeah, he's doing very, very cool stuff. So Pablo, keep on doing it and come on soon on our podcast. Okay, the next one I want to talk about is the one in the beginning by Anthony Petrie, the Frankenstein he did. And he focused, of course, on Frankenstein's monster. And we have this iconic part of the movie put in there. And he already sent me in advance before he had to cancel it, basically last minute. He already sent me some pictures on what he was how he was working on this kind of piece. And this was already very cool stuff, so I don't want to take away anything that we're going to do it in the future. And very cool piece, also released by Bottleneck and Vice Press. I'm really looking forward for this. There was a variant for that, which is glow in the dark. People in the groups on Facebook, they were all like showing it off. It's really cool. And yeah, this is a really cool piece. I can't wait to talk with Anthony about it. Our next one is the Watchmen piece by Jason Reich. I hope I said his name correct. He did this very cool piece at the same time with the Pablo Oliveira Metropolis release. And this focuses perfectly on the most iconic character, Mr. Manhattan, because of this blueness, I'd say. And Watchmen, great, great, great movie, great comic book. I really enjoyed it. And the way what he could do and the time plays a role, the doomsday clock, everything is in there. Great, great stuff. There was a foil print as well for this one, and also looks really cool, probably in person. And the colors pop on this regular version is the metallic ink, also very nice. As I said, I can't wait for people having it in hand and showing how great this one looks. Sadly, I didn't pick one up, but maybe the aftermarket is going to be good to me. Our next one is going to be also Bottleneck release by Hugh Fleming, who did this great Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark piece. You have everything in it from the movie. I also like this kind of frame style that it has, and that it goes out of the main part of this one. And I think you could perfectly fit the credits here or something like that and would make a great movie poster, in my opinion. And you have like the map in the background here with Egypt, and you see Iran over here, and very, very cool stuff. All the different scenes, the characters that play an important role, the Nazi bomber where he fights on, and yeah, there it is. Also the scene. Very, very cool, iconic stuff. And I love Indiana Jones, and I just rewatched it the other day, all the three parts. Great, great movies. And I can't wait for number five, because we're not going to talk about number four. Same day release was this great piece by Tom Welker. I think it was Tom Walker. I'm sorry. I need to check into that. I think it was Tom Welker, but not sure. Tom Walker. See, let's make sure on that. So Tom Walker did this cool Mandalorian poster, and there's a couple of variants in different colorways. Very cool. And this focuses mainly on the third episode of The Mandalorian, even though it's on the whole series, because we have This Is the Way, because the third episode was coined this term, and we have also the Mandalorians that helped him to escape with Baby Yoda after he did what he did. And the Sin, I think it was the Sin, right? Chapter 3 was the Sin. And it was a great episode. I really enjoyed it. One of my, I think it's my top one or two, I'm not sure yet. Because after every rewatching, I see new stuff, and it's like always something cool to find out about this TV show. Even with the new series, the gallery, was it Disney Galleries, where they focus on the Mandalorian. There's a lot of cool stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And I can't wait for the next season and the one after that, because they already announced it. So yeah, Tom Welker did a good job on this one. I like the colors. I like this kind of sunset-y scene theme that everybody with the binary sunset here that most of the artists focus on when they do the work. Cool stuff. Really enjoyed it. This one here is a new print by a new artist for the... Oh, my bad. My bad. This is not one. This is this way I want it. I'm sorry. This new print, it is very, very cool stuff because it's something new. It's a New England artist who did the first collaboration with Bottleneck, and his name is Calvin Lituri. I hope I pronounced that right. And he did this piece. It's called It Corrupts the Soul. And there were different editions. There was a morning edition, an evening edition, a night edition, and twilight edition. In my opinion, this morning edition is my favorite piece of it because I like the contrast of the blue-ish kind of color, blue-blackish color, and this kind of bronze, brownish, very cool contrast. I really enjoyed this one. And it looks really great, probably in person. It got the frame around it. Very cool stuff. And this artist did something different for the movie Midsommar, as some of you might guess already, because you could see the hut and you could see the bear and all like the dancing around this I don't know what it's called in Sweden, but this thing, the Midsommar tree, I don't know. But yeah, they dance around that, and you can see all those different parts from the movie, and it's a different feel to it than a regular movie poster or iconic pop culture, but it's more in an artsy way, and I really like it. And Calvin Lituri did a very good job, and I really enjoyed this piece. And check out the different variants. You can still find them on Bottleneck to look at as well. Turned out really, really cool. The next pieces also released by Bottleneck are the Ben Harmon Disney, I think it was for the anniversary as well. He did this in cooperation, or they did this, Bottleneck did this in cooperation with Island. And the first one, as you can see, Cinderella with the magic castle. You can see the magic going around. You have the carriage here, and this, I could imagine this would look really, really cool in person, and especially in a kid's bedroom, as the other ones by Mr. Kalsudas. I think it was George Kalsudas who did this, and this would go along very well. Also, very cool stuff is on the Sleeping Beauty part, because we have two editions. We have a day edition and a night edition. We have the castle as well here, and the landscape changes obviously at night, and we see the Maleficent part in here basically. And this is really, really good. This two-sided way to look at the Sleeping Beauty part. It has the same kind of measurements as the Pablo Oliveira one, and I really enjoyed to look at this one. Also, especially the day version, very kid friendly and for a child's bedroom as well. The next piece is going to be by the one and only Mark Chilka. We had him a couple times in here. It's a Batman Beyond for a Batman series he did with a Bottleneck as well. And I like this piece because I really enjoy Batman Beyond. He's one of my favorite Batmans. And he did this kind of piece in a cool kind of way, because it looks very futuristic and very still Gotham-y, with like this kind of smoke coming up here, and then we have like the city here and all the blinky lights and stuff like that. So this is all very, very cool, very futuristic, and still in a cool style. And it's and you could see the Mark Chilcott style he uses, and I really enjoy this stuff he does. And this Batman piece turned out really well. The other one's also very cool. And I decided to put in another Mark Chilcott piece. And this one is the Iron Giant, and it's by released by Gray Matter Art, who did a good job on this recently, because this is a very cool, tranquil piece. We got the sunset going on in the background. We have the Iron Giant, which Mondo made a couple years back, a very cool figure, a scale figure. And this figure was really awesome. Sadly, I didn't get one. But Iron Giant, one of my favorite characters, and a great, great movie. So I really enjoyed this piece by Mark Chilcott. And yeah, check it out. Maybe there, sometimes Gray Matter Art has a couple. And Gray Matter Art does also Not so many movie posters lately. It was more focused on comic or like comic book covers. Like Dolby had a release with Thor, which was really great. Then there is the Axel Ross, or is it Alex or Axel Ross, who does like, he was like a super great illustrator. I really enjoy his art, and he did a Marvel cover, which is really cool. So check over Gray Matter Art, all that stuff. It's worth it, definitely, I tell you. And the next piece is by Gallery 1988. They always do cool stuff, and this piece is by Dan Mumford, and he focused on the Frankenstein as well. And this piece is called, let me read it for you. It's called "Now I Know What It Feels Like to Be God," which is a good title in my opinion. A little bit long, but. I like this kind of piece, and it's an 18 by 24 inch print. It's only 50 available and still available at Gallery 1988. So head over there to the gallery if you like this Dan Mumford style, his typical style. He did some cool Star Wars Episode 9 prints, like a digital print for the release, like every week for the IMAX. They came out with that. They did that for Last Jedi and Force Awakens. And in Europe or Germany, at least, they had the release for the last one. So that was very cool to have. I have them in my flat file. Cool stuff out there. And Dan Mumford always doing a good job. I got a Pet Cemetery by him, which is really cool, glow in the dark. So also very nice to have. Next one we are looking at is by Mondo. And this one is Buffy the Vampire Slayer, A Prophecy Girl, or Prophecy Girl. And this one is by Sarah Deck, and she did a really cool, good job to capture this cool series. I really enjoy that one. And this kind of like, I like the contrast of it, like the innocence by the dress, and then the badassery up top with the stake and what's it called? The crossbow and the leather jacket. Really cool. Slayer's Bond fits perfectly. I really enjoy this one, and I don't think there are that many cool Buffy prints out there. So head over to Mondo and check if it's still available, or if you could get it off the market. If you're a big Buffy fan, it's definitely worth it. Another Mondo release, same kind of day, is Big Trouble in Little China by Rich Kelly, who did this very, very cool print. And Rich Kelly did a couple other very cool prints before in his life, and this one is one of my favorite, like, guilty pleasure kind of movies, like something that I watch to come down, like on like a Sunday afternoon. I mean, is that Kurt Russell in it, and Kim Cattrall, obviously, and sadly we don't see Lo Pan somewhere, but all his, like, the fighting is very cool. Oh there he is, never mind, I'm sorry, he's in their back a little bit, but he's one of my favorite characters because he has a certain look. And I think Mondo did a t-shirt with him with Chinese lettering on top by Paige Reynolds, which is really, really cool as well. And I think, let me see if I can pull that up here. There it is, the Paige Reynolds one, which is really cool and fun to look at. So but back to the print, Big Trouble in Little China is a very cool movie. I really enjoyed this one. Rich Kelly did a cool poster on it. Same goes here for like the framing. I love it when it goes above the frames here and has like a frame within the borders of the poster. I really enjoy this kind of stuff. And yeah, I'm just gonna go back to the Paige Reynolds one. I really love this shirt, man. This shirt is probably still available. I'm not sure. Let me check. Maybe I can do a check right now. Can I? No, I cannot. It's on just on the blog page, but it's gonna be in there. It is already in there since mid of May. It's like around the 14th. So check in, maybe the shirt is still available, because most of the time they have a lot of stuff, and it's I have a Mondo shirt. They do they have good, like, the good quality and the cotton they use, and the print on the shirt is very well done, and this low pan, just unbelievable, huh? As you can see here, huh? Yeah. So Paige Reynolds on this one, good job with the idea of it, or doing this, because this is a very iconic look, I'd say. And our last one, also done by Mondo, is this Mondo and Nautilus Gallery. That's they did it together. Nautilus is a I think they're from Belgium or French, or like a French gallery. Nautilus Art Prints, they do a very good job because they have some cool Laurent Durieux prints still available on their website. And last time I checked, they had still the First Blood variant, which is all in red, still available online. So check that out. It's probably worth it. Now, if you don't get this one, for the other stuff, definitely. And this piece, the First Blood piece, the Rambo piece, is by Oliver Barrett, which is a cool artist I really treasure. And I'm still trying to get him to talk to us. Maybe he will or have time in the future. And he was on while he was working on the Mondo Happy Hour for last week or the week before. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's always fun. And yeah. I love this piece because it has like, I like this, like that he kept it so simple with the Stallone here on top and then the Rambo on the other side. Like it's a Stallone plays Rambo kind of thing. And one war against one man. Very cool. The credit block kept very simple and it all looks kind of like camouflage-y. And I like the eyes of Stallone here. Like what he did there, very cool stuff, and this kind of brushwork, what it actually kind of looks like. I wonder if he did like the digital brushes on that, if he actually used this kind of certain way to create it, or what he did. But I really enjoy this one, and I like the look of it. It's also a great poster by Mondo. So keep doing on more cool stuff, Oliver Barrett. I really enjoy your art. So this is it this week. As I said, we sadly don't have Anthony Petrie on that we could talk more about his Frankenstein piece. But we will be back next week, and then we will have an interview with Dolly on. Dolly is a great artist, and we talked for over 1.5 hours or so. So there was a lot to talk. He is a very good person, so follow him on Twitter as well, and follow all the great artists and the galleries, of course, that are mentioned here. And the Poster Posse, who we did last week, they did a very they always do good stuff, so check them out. I really enjoy working with them. And the Flat File Friday we did, that's not a Flat File Friday. It was the Flat File Fight that we did. It's still in my highlights under the Poster Posse episode, and it's still available on their website on IGTV. It's a very funny thing where I pulled out a couple of my prints, and Don Thompson pulled out a couple of his prints. So that was fun, and you can also check them out because they do a lot of cool passion projects. And a lot of the artists focus on this social justice movement happening in the United States. So please, please stay safe in terms of COVID-19 and stay safe in terms of social injustice. Please fight against social injustice and do something. Please do something, because it can't go on like that. The people are oppressed, and people are not really educated, and they think they can do what they want, especially when it comes to white people and white privilege. Okay, guys, we'll see each other next week, and until then, leave some comments, let me know what's going on, let me know who you want to see on the show, and I try to make it happen. Bye, guys.